The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most visited Catholic shrines in the world is the great feast we celebrate today, Our Lady of Lourdes. Lourdes is on the southern France, on the base of the Pyrenees Mountains. At the peak, probably around 6 million people go to Lourdes. It's a beautiful place. And one of the main organizations that helps bring pilgrims to Lourdes are the Knights of Malta. In fact, we have members of the Knights of Malta in our own parish. And part of it is, and currently we apply for a parishioner that's sick, and the Knights will examine their case, and we're proposing them to be elected. And if indeed this parishioner is selected, the Knights will take care of everything. They'll pay for transportation. They charter a plane from Southern California. They'll take a whole plane all the way to Lourdes, and the Knights help organize the visits. And it's a beautiful occasion. It's a beautiful sight to see thousands upon thousands of sick people going to Our Lady. Because when Our Lady appeared in 1858 there, she asked, "Bring the sick here. Bring the sick." And it's a great instinct the Knights of Malta do. They've been doing it for 927 years, founded in 1099. The original name of the Knights of Malta were the Knights Hospitaller, during the crusading period. Because it's something instinctive in us, especially as Catholics, in particular in that time period, when you had these military knight orders. Again, the most popular, the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, and you get all these different religious orders where men, strong Catholic men, following the command of our Lord to take care of the sick, rose up and decided to defend, to fight, and to take care of the weakest. Why that instinct? Well, go harken back all the way to Genesis. What did God command Adam to do? Therefore, by extension, every single man. Abad and Shamar. Brothers, that's our role. To abad and Shamar, to till and to keep the garden. Again, as Catholic men, we are called to build, organize, and to fight for the weakest. That's why God made us strong. And the Knights of Malta, imbuing that beautiful teaching, we bring the sick all the way to France. Because we know there's a Lord here in this beautiful gospel. It's not so much the physical ailments that bother us, but rather We have a deeper illness, every single one of us. It's the heart, the human heart. Again, when our Lord lists all of these vices, oh, all of us said, yep, that's me. Again, no shame, no need to hide. We all know we are all sick. All of this comes out. Again, every single one of us, we all battle with this. Evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All of these evil come from within. And now here's the beauty in all of, because our instinct when we hear this list and we know, if we're honest with ourselves, we battle it, there's a tendency to hide. No, we don't hide. We bring it to Jesus. See, that's the beauty of confession. He said, Jesus, I am sick. And I go to you because you are the only one that can heal this heart. Jesus is the answer. We must bring him our sickness, as Our Lady of Lourdes tells us to do.